truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Amen. I want to be more grateful in my life. Don't you? I have realized that the times that I am more grateful are when I can see, on the one hand, how much I already have, and on the other, how little I truly need. That is what forms gratitude in my life. It's part of the reason why I come back Sunday by Sunday, to be reminded by giving thanks to God each time we gather around this table, how much I have been given and how little I really need. When I gaze into your eyes sometimes as I'm preaching or presiding, I believe that that's the reason why you come here too. It's as though we are all that leper who came back in today's gospel. Think about it. Like that leper, we have asked God for mercy, to not get what we really deserve. And we have been given more. We have been given grace. We have received what we don't deserve. And grace and mercy frame every moment of our frail lives and inspire us to come back here in gratitude. So you see, the story of the 10 lepers is the story of every believer throughout the ages. It's our whole life in faith in this place in microcosm. Some ask Jesus for grace and mercy, and they receive it, but they go away. But some, like you, come back. Like the parable of the seed that falls on rock, when the time of trial comes, some turn away. When the wheel of fortune falls on woe, some blame God for the adverse circumstances of their lives, and we never see them again. How sad. They never get to be part of this body who comes back week after week in a ceaseless rhythm of gratitude. But that's not us. We are the faithful few who return Sunday by Sunday to give back some of the many blessings that we have been given. And having the faith to come back in gratitude, that itself is such a precious gift. Please never forget that. The only question is, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, in the season of creation, with these banners who are beings gazing on all of us, the only question is, what are we going to give back? What does living in gratitude really look like? What does living in gratitude look like for this beautiful body of which we are all a part? For this splendor of this gift of creation, of which we are all so intimately connected. What are we going to give back? Like many of the most important questions in our lives, the answer to that depends on other questions. And when it comes to gratitude and how it shapes your life, the questions are these. Is your perspective on life governed by the wisdom of the world or by the truth of the gospel? Is there never enough, or is there always enough? Do you think that you live in a world of scarcity, where you need to strive endlessly for abundance? Or have you come to realize that you live in a womb of abundance, where scarcity only means that less truly can be more? In the story of the 10 lepers, it is the one who comes back in gratitude who has realized that in Jesus Christ there is only abundance. And just as it is with all of us who come back to praise God Sunday by Sunday, in this gospel, it is what the leper does when he gets there that makes all the difference. He prostrates himself before Jesus. It is a gesture of ultimate humility. It is literally grounding oneself. In that gesture, he is saying, I owe it all to God. All the healing, all the grace, everything that's in my life. It's a gesture that says, I know who I am. I know my relationship with God, which means I know whose I am, that I belong to God. It's a gesture that says, all that I am and all that I have is a gift from God. And in the context of the gift of this world, in the season of creation, I invite you to think of that leper prostrating himself as this. It's a gesture that says, every part of me touches all of creation, and all of creation touches me. We are intimately connected to one another and to all things. So if we are all that leper that came back in today's gospel drama, what is Jesus saying to us? Especially on the Sunday, when we are supposed not just to give thanks, but to live in gratitude. In the season of creation, how do we live out that gesture of prostration? How do we live out the reality that every part of us touches all of creation, and all of creation touches us? How do we reflect in everything that we do how connected we are to God, to creation, and to each other? I tell you, it is as simple and it is as difficult as this. Gratitude is supposed to be the posture that we adopt for our whole lives. It's not just about giving thanks today. It is a ceaseless offering of thanks to the God who gives abundantly to us through Jesus Christ. Because this gospel is all about you and all about gratitude, about how we respond to giftedness in our lives every day. And as these readings unfold, we are even given the steps that we need to take to make gratitude our posture for life. And it all starts with contentment. When is the last time that you were truly content? That that you will be. That's what the reading from Jeremiah is all about. Being content with what you have and not longing for what was or what could be. Even if what you're longing for is home. You think that we are in exile as Christians in the world? Imagine what it was like for them. You think that homelessness is a problem in our world? Jeremiah is writing to a whole nation who have been taken from their homes and forced to live in a strange land. And despite being separated from all that they've known, Jeremiah urges them simply to be content, to recognize the abundance that is in their lives instead of the scarcity that they imagine. So as we journey through our readings and try to live in gratitude, the first step is contentment. No matter what your circumstances, seeing your life and everything in it as a gift is actually a choice that you make. It is a choice. Seeing the world as a gift to be cherished rather than a possession to be exploited is a choice that we all make together. And when you are content, when you are truly at peace with your place in the world, it is only then that you can take the next step towards living in gratitude. And that step is sacrifice. It is what our faith is based on. Sacrifice. That's what Paul is talking about in the reading from Romans. He's saying that sacrifice is what we are called to. And we all know in our hearts that an offering doesn't actually become a sacrifice unless it changes you. Sacrifice requires transformation. And Paul is trying to make his listeners understand that Jesus' offering of himself became a sacrifice because in giving, he was transformed from death into life. It is in giving that we are transformed, all of us. So for our offering to become a sacrifice, we have to change. Change the way we think. Not just about what it means that we are one body, but about how creation is one with us and we are one with creation. How prophetic that Paul says it all for us today when he says, we have come to think of ourselves more highly than we ought. Don't you see? What was intended as a gift that was entrusted to us, this creation, has become a possession that we have squandered. And it is only through sacrifice, through giving in a way that changes how we think and who we are, that we will heal our broken relationship with creation and with one another. And lastly, when we arrive at the gospel, we see the posture of gratitude itself. Gratitude is about witnessing to what grace you have experienced in your life. And again, having it change you in some way. That's what made the tenth leper come back. Come back and lay himself prostrate at Jesus' feet, to kiss the earth kiss God in gratitude and praise God with a loud voice. So the questions we need to ask ourselves is, why do we come back in gratitude? Why do you come back here to give thanks? What draws you here on this day of Thanksgiving to this great Thanksgiving that we will share in just a moment? The time when we break bread from the earth together and share the giftedness in our lives. How important is gratitude in your life? How important is all of this? Not just church, not just our community, everything that God gave us as a gift. How important is it? And how is that reflected in what you give in every sense of your life? And if you are asking yourself, can I give more? Whatever that means, whether it's time or talent or treasure, to the church, to the world, to your cause, to your neighbor. If the question in your heart is, can I give more? That's actually the only question. That question comes from the view of the world that claims scarcity in the midst of abundance. The real question isn't, can you give more? The real question is, can you live on less? Can you live on less? The question is, can you be content enough with who you are and what you have to see that you can live on less and live abundantly? For it is a choice. That's the leper's view. Living abundantly despite the illusion of scarcity. If we have that, if that is how our hearts are formed, then contentment, sacrifice, and gratitude all follow. Behind us, these beings are deeply symbolic of how all creation stands around us in this fragile moment of the history of the planet, waiting like silent sentinels, waiting with eager longing to see what we will do next. To see the choices that we will make. To see if the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ has shaped our lives and formed our hearts, not just to give thanks,